But all of the NFL is keeping an eye on New England, Foxborough, where Tebow mania has taken hold. Tim Tebow in his first minicamp practice with the New England Patriots today. On the line with us, a guy who covers the Patriots, follows them closely. He played with the Patriots for a while, but he made his name as a five-time All-Pro performer for the Buffalo Bills. His name is on the Wall of Fame here in Orchard Park. Our good friend, Fred Smirlis. Fred, thanks for coming on the air with us tonight.
My pleasure, Murph. Geez, you've come a long way. Right in the, you know, the heart of the Buffalo Bills, your own radio show.
Yeah.
Not bad, young man.
Pretty cool, yeah. We're no longer in the studio there on Elmwood Avenue where you and Jim Hassett would come by and eat Mexican food and crack open adult beverages. We don't do that anymore
bad,
in the air.
Yeah, say bad things and has almost get us killed.
That's right. That. That's right. We've come a long way since then, Fred.
Hey,
what's it like there? You know, you follow the Patriots pretty closely. You know what's going on. It, when you see what Tebow did to the Jets last year, what's the atmosphere in New England as Tebow arrives there for his first practice today?
Well, you know what's funny is you got the Bruins having an unbelievable run in hockey. They beat the Pittsburgh, the Penguins in four. Right, the talk about Doc Rivers staying. You get baseball, the number one in their division, and all of a sudden everything comes to a dead stop when they bring a guy in, who you know, you got to give the guy credit. 7-4 when he was with Denver, he beat Pittsburgh in a playoff game and a huge win. Kind of set adrift, no one want to pick him up, and Belichick brings him in, quietly as he can, for minimum wage, no guarantee, right, 2-year contract, and all the trucks are down there, and all they want is Tebow. You know, Brady comes in, and Mandela comes in, the Gronk's having back surgery, Hernandez, all these superstars, and it's all about Tebow.
Yeah.
You know what, he's a lightning rod for some reason. I mean, everyone that knows him and people I know that play with him said he's an unbelievable guy in the locker room. He did probably one of the greatest college players in history.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Belichick sees something that most of the league didn't see. And, you know, Ryan's not the brightest bulb in the league. And they ran him at that wildcat, but never let him throw the ball. There was 11 guys in the line of scrimmage. So Belichick sees something, Murph, so maybe the league's going to watch out for something different.
Yeah, I wonder what that is, Fred, because certainly no one would argue that you want Tom Brady off the field any more than necessary, unless, I mean, it's the thought occurred to me today, Fred, maybe Belichick thinks if I can get Tebow and have him run for a couple of first downs and reduce maybe some of the wear and tear on Tom Brady, then maybe Brady sticks around a little while longer, has a longer career. Could that be it?
Well, you know, they got quality running backs, and they got exceptional tight ends. Gronk's healthy. They brought in the giant kid from the Giants, who's 285 pounds, and they got a package, and they got a very good offensive line. Maybe they bring him at fullback, and now if he comes in at fullback, aren't you going to look for the fullback option or halfback option or step back as a tight end? So when you bring someone like that in, and if you do a couple of plays in preseason, and I always noticed this when I was playing, you do a couple of trick plays, even one or two, and then that team you're going to play is wasting valuable practice time preparing for a play they may never see.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of leverage, but he has no guaranteed money, and Belichick summed it up in the way he sums it up best, very dry, and said, he's a talented kid, he works hard, and he's a good guy.
You know, Fred, like most people in Buffalo, I don't really like Bill Belichick, but I really respect what he does. Some people speculate that this may be his way of saying, hey, I can find a way to use this guy. And especially with Josh McDaniels there, like, hey, I'm Josh McDaniels. I drafted this guy. I'm going to show the rest of the NFL how Tim Tebow can be used. They wouldn't let their ego get in the way like that, would they?
You know, we used to do the Belichick show with him on Mondays, and the guy has no ego. He is strictly focused on one thing, and that's winning. And if anybody got in the way, no matter what relationship to him, they're not going to be there. He'll cut his son or anyone else that wasn't a good player. That's just the way he is. No hard feelings, no emotion in it. He doesn't look to impress anyone in the league. He'll use any means necessary, whether it's getting extra film on people's signals, which everyone else did around the league, by the way, Murph.
Yeah. Okay.
When I got to know, well, you know, when I... I'll tell you about that later, but when I got to know him better, he's a funny guy, you know, had his jokes, but when it comes any time to say anything that can be taken the wrong way, he'll just clam up. If he thinks that you're going to take something and use it at all, because in his view of the press, anything I say to the press, no matter what it is not going to help me for the next game.
Yeah. Hey, Fred, did you hear his news conference today?
I forgot some of it. Why?
Yeah, well, can we just play a segment for our listeners here? Let's play just a brief cut of Belichick today answering questions about the acquisition of Tebow.
Anything we do is what we feel is in the best interest of the team. Tim's a talented player that's smart and works hard, so see how it goes.
Coach, I cover politics for a TV station in New Hampshire, but I'm here today. How much of a consideration was the attention that I'm sure you knew was going to come with signing to Tim Tebow before making that decision?
None. Try to do what's best for the team.
Fred, that part got me. The guy, some TV reporter in New Hampshire, who feeling pretty good about himself because he covers politics in New Hampshire, and now he's covering the Patriots. And Belichick just shot him down. That was classic Belichick today.
But what do you think he was going to say?
Yeah.
You know, Belichick doesn't, in all the years I've known him, I don't know what he is, Republican, Democrat, Independent. Yeah. He never says anything. He doesn't say anything that would detract from the team. He takes all the heat. When those guys get in, they all talk like robots. Even, when Randy Moss was there before he snapped the wire and Belichick sent him on his way, he also talked the talk.
Yeah.
I don't know how in this day and age that he can do that. But part of it is the type of guys he brings in. And most teams try and bring the best players in. Belichick tries to bring the best guys that can play, you know. So now you got the core nucleus of your team. Like Vince Wilfork, of course, Tom Brady and Falk, all the different guys they have there or had there, and they all would carry the message, and it kind of emanated from them. So Belichick really didn't have to say anything. They all look out for each other. It's amazing that in football and professional sports that you can get a group of guys that virtually never talk trash, and Belichick gives you nothing. If you watch 10 minutes of his press conference, you're about to cut your wrist.
Yeah. I wonder, does Rob Gronkowski drive him nuts, though, Fred? Because Rob's been known to, go off the reservation from time to time.
Rob could. I played about 30 charity basketball games with him. I wasn't playing because he can't run too well. But he is a funny. Have you met him before, right?
Oh, yeah. I know his dad. Absolutely, yeah.
Is he the greatest? I mean, Gronk is just a throwback to the old days. But when Belichick comes around, Gronk just kind of sits down and, watches his P's and Q's. They all do.
Yeah.
But he loves Gronk because of what he is. He's natural. He's not just a guy looking for attention. That's what he is. And Belichick doesn't squash it, but he does. He just says, "Watch yourself," and don't give any information away that will hurt the team in any way. But fortunately for him, too, he's been able to grab guys like Vrabel and Brewski and guys that even who they go to the Super Bowl with the first time, a discarded running back from Buffalo. Remember Smith?
Sure, Antoine. Yeah,
Antoine Smith. So I don't know how he does it with different players all the time, receivers, tight ends, linebackers, backs. But he seems to do it, Murph.
And yep.
Most of the teams around the league start emulating a consistent winner, even though a lot of the guys, they don't like Bill because he doesn't give them anything. If they call up for information to another team, he'll give them a recipe to lasagna,
We're talking with Fred Smertless, the Bills Wall of Famer, as he keeps an eye on the Patriots and the acquisition of Tim Tebow. Hey, Fred, The one thing, among other things I admire about Belichick, is the way he finds a role for players to play. And I think about, what he did with Danny Woodhead and Julian Edelman and even Welker as a third down receiver becomes a record-setting receiver. Even going back to Mike Vrabel, who found a role for him on the offensive side of the ball, a linebacker, which makes me think that he probably has some sort of a role in mind for Tim Tebow, right?
Well, we'll go back even farther. Remember Willie McGinnis?
Yes.
He was the fifth pick in the draft. Yep. Was kind of floundering. Belichick comes in. And you said it right. He doesn't have a set defense that I'm going to bang that round peg into that square hole. He has a player that has talent, and he says, well, let me see what I can use their talents for to attack another team's weakness. What can he do that team has trouble defending or has problems dealing with if he's on defense? And you're right. He'll invent a scheme that sets that player up to utilize his talents to the best of his ability. And I agree 100%. If he had brought him in, he has something in mind that he feels he can exploit some teams with.
What do you guess? It's like a read option quarterback type deal, or what do you think? What's your guess?
I don't know. Everyone's playing the ride option. You know how they ride? They put the ball in the belly. They ride it. Yeah. And if it's open, if the hole is open, he'll give him the ball. If the hole closes up, he'll pull the ball, run with it, or pass it.
Right.
He mastered that down in Florida. Maybe he's going to come in and do some of that. Who knows? Maybe he'll have a few direct snaps and Brady will go. Whatever it is, it will be something that we didn't expect. And for him to put that, to bring a guy in, especially beginning of camp when he doesn't like to bring too much attention on, I think maybe he's going to make it. I don't know what if he's going to play a lot, but he's going to be on the bench giving people headaches, thinking maybe he's going to come in and do something.
One more question about Tebow, Fred. The circus atmosphere, and we saw it with the Jets. We heard the press conference. Belichick did a great job of sort of tamping down the questions about Tebow today. But are they going to be able to continue to do that? Will they be able to prevent the kind of 24-hour access, all-access circus atmosphere, ESPN on site for every Patriots training camp practice? Are they going to be able to not let that happen there?
Well, what did Ryan do when he first got to the Jets? He wanted the circus. He wanted the bravado. We're going to beat. I don't respect Belichick, right? Like this play is a tough trap. Completely opposite. And when things start going poorly and you have Sanchez who's sucking wind, and now you're getting the questions, is he going to play? And you've been answering them. Now you can't shut up, right? You've got the water coming over the dam, and now it's flying over. It's over. Belichick built that dam 30 feet above the water. Right? And all those press know from today's question and answer period that they're not getting anything out of them. And if they keep bugging them, they're going to get less and less. So they'll watch, right? When they'll ask him a question about Brady or upcoming season, he'll talk. All of a sudden, if it goes to Tebow, it'll be one word answer and a glare. So they know to shut up.
Last question for you, Fred. And I saw you last week at Jim Kelly's tournament. I know you joined all of us in wishing Jim well. You had a chance to spend some time with him last weekend when you were here. And obviously, we're all concerned about his health and wishing him the best. That was among the more memorable Jim Kelly golf tournaments, I think, that there ever has been because of Jim's announcement.
Yeah. It was weird because he's so stoic. He's such a leader on and off the field. He's a leader in the locker room. He's a leader with this charity, and we didn't know anything about it. I was down with your buddy Vic Carucci in Cleveland.
Yep.
Don't call him a traitor now. You took his job.
No,
and he fed me. I mean, we've got 1,000 things to eat. But anyway, he said something wrong with Kellen. Kellen said something a while ago that his brother's about a bacterial infection. And so when we got up there before the announcement, one of his brothers came up and said, Jim's got mouth cancer. I'm like, what? And then Jim walks by, and he pulls his front teeth out. Did he do that to you?
Yep, he did.
Pulls his teeth out. I'm like, what? I didn't know anything about it. And they said that he was going to get operated on Friday. And you would never have known it. The guy, he was just as jovial as could be, as warm and pleasant as he always is with all those people. So we all pray for him. I didn't want to bother him when this thing got over. He just had it done Friday, last Friday, and it's probably got a million people calling. But we're all praying for him. And as tough as Jimmy is, if there's any way to recover 100%, he'll do it. Oh, and Murph, last thing.
Yes, sir.
Are you a Twitter guy?
Yes, sir.
Well, I know you follow me. My wife just reminded me.
I do
follow. Throwing that out there. Yeah. I'm at Fred Smirlo, so tweet me, Tweety. Okay. At Fred Smirlo. I do follow you.
Okay, I will.
You cast a big shadow, though. No.
Okay.
Good. You lost the weight.
Yeah. Is Chris on Twitter, your wife on Twitter?
Chris isn't on. She's not on Twitter yet.
Okay, all right. But I'll follow you.
All right,
next
my brother.
Best thing.
I'll follow you, too.
Thanks, Fred. Good talking with you.
All right, buddy.
Good.
See ya.
Fred Smirlus, one of the Bills' all-time greats, Wall of Fame member, 5-time All-Pro selection. He is on Twitter, @FredSmirlus.